Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Scott Bennard, Director of Communications for the Norton Museum of Art in West Palm Beach. The Norton's weekly Art After Dark series continues this summer on Thursdays from 5 to 9 p.m., featuring gallery talks, art workshops, live music, happy hour, and an ever-changing schedule of activities. And as in past summers, admission to the Norton is free. Scott, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me, Drew. It's always great to come up here and say hello.
Before we get to what's happening this summer, and there's so much going on at the Norton, we're just going to be able to touch upon it. So I will just advise people to go to the Norton website at norton.org. But before we get to some of what's going on this summer, give us an update of the renovations. You're doing major renovations at the Norton. How are those going?
Those are right on schedule. We've got a $100 million renovation, and we call it really a transformation. We're renovating old parts of the building and expanding with new gallery spaces, new classroom spaces, a state-of-the-art auditorium for which seats 210 people, a sculpture garden. And so all this is going according to plan so far. And in fact, a topping-off ceremony is scheduled for June 27th at 11 o'clock. A topping-off ceremony is what occurs when a construction project has reached its highest point, and they'll be starting to put on a roof.
I'm speaking today with Scott Bennard from the Norton Museum in West Palm Beach. We were talking about Art After Dark. That's Thursdays from 5 to 9, and you got a little bit of everything going on?
Yeah, I mean, most every week it's some sort of theme, and it's related to an exhibition that's on view, or art from the collection, or some holiday that we kind of love that relates to the collection. In fact, we've got our annual Bastille Day coming up in July. We're moving it from Art After Dark, though, to Saturdays to hopefully expand audience and also give more time for programming and activities. So from noon to 5 on Saturday, July 15th, our annual Bastille Day celebration is occurring. You know, we have French music, French wine, French lessons, French art discussions.
And I'm sensing
art
a theme here.
It's kind of, I say, everything with a French twist. It's really a lot of fun.
What are some of the exhibits that people should check out over the summer?
Let's see. Up and through June 25th, we've got something called Pen to Paper. These are letters written by famous artists from the archives of the Smithsonian Museum of American Art. It's pretty cool. You get to see what famous artists like Mary Cassatt and Georgia O'Keeffe and Robert Motherwell, how their penmanship was. A lot of them like to doodle and draw on the letters. Also, what they had to say, what their concerns were about their lives. It's kind of pretty interesting. You get sort of like an inside look at their personalities. So that's an exhibition that's up through June 25th. We've also got this wild video. It's called Documentary Nocturne. It's by a Korean artist named Yandu Young. Young, J-U-N-G. He's actually going to be at the museum on June 1st, Thursday, June 1st, which also, by the way, is what else happened on June 1st? 50 years ago, I'll tell you what happened 50 years ago. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and we're going to have a great Beatles tribute band called Across the Universe. They're a Palm Beach County band, and they're going to be coming in to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper. So we have a Korean artist, and Korea's in the news a lot these days, but this is a South Korean artist, and he's going to be talking about this crazy video he does. We've named it Behind the Scenes, and you can't tell what's real and what's not. What's a stage set, and what's real scenery? You watch these workers come through and take apart things that look really real, and you go, my God, he's deconstructing the earth, but no, it's just a stage set. Anyway, I could talk about that for a long time, but I won't. And the point is that on June 1st, Art After Dark, it's going to be really cool with this Korean artist and with a Beatles tribute band, and you can make your own art too and do all kind of cool things.
Now, when will the new Norton, as we like to call it, be done? We're looking at next year?
I'm so glad you asked. Right now, as long as the hurricane season does no damage, we're on schedule to have a grand opening to the public in early February of 2019.
Well, we've just scratched the surface of things going on at the Norton, but you can find out much more on their website, norton.org. We'll have a link to them, as well as an archive of this interview on our website, wqcs.org. Scott, always great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Drew, thanks for giving me the opportunity to let your listeners know what's going on at the Norton.